Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS Premium. I'm JF. Mike is adjusting his. We'll get adjusted here in a second. You know what? I kind of want to adjust mine, too, now that you're. Now that you've done it, now I want to do
it. Tighten that fucker up.
Mike, what's going on over there with you, big dog?
I'm you know, I was just, I just sat down, you know, to check.
Yes.
You want to start over? You just want to start the whole
thing? I can start over. What's up?
JF, we're here to do another exciting episode of Your Kickstarter Sucks.
It's been about 10 days since we've recorded anything.
Yeah.
So, or maybe even longer than that, which is very weird. It's been a while since it's been that long of a gap for us.
We took a little break.
Yeah.
Now we're back at it.
And I feel like I feel like we're getting that muscle back, right? We're strengthening that. You know what I'm saying? Just that part of you that's like, oh yeah, wait, I do have something to say about this. Oh yeah, I do want to share this with the world.
That's right.
Oh yeah, this really is my drive and my pet. Yeah, see, it's coming back to you a little bit, right?
Yeah, it is a little bit,
like a sponge, like soaking up the water, like the sponge has been out in the driveway.
Because we went on vacation a little bit, so we're like rested and ready to freaking come back to
exactly
work and do
right.
stuff, you know?
With a brand new... You know, sort of a new twist on that classic YKS point of view we've had.
I know I was on vacation. I was gone a couple of days, but I was still thinking about work and stuff. So I have a lot of stuff prepped.
That's good.
And so I'm just ready. I'm champing.
I think a lot of people would say that's the perfect balance, is to get away and to feel that physical relief that you can only get when on vacation with your extended family. Right? And then while you're there, also be thinking about like... Work, schedules, work, stuff like that. Have that little gremlin in your mind, the work gremlin.
So nice, huh? Working all. Well, I mean, I'm bitching about my fucking job. Which
here
is
we go.
Non-existent.
Here we go. Here he comes.
Creating nothing of value whatsoever. Just fucking. Stressing out about nothing. It's so funny.
It is kind of cool. Like a little. I mean, you've got rats on your shirt today, which is very cool.
Ah,
no,
oh yeah, I just remembered.
It's like a, you got the rat in a little maze, and he's freaking out. He's like, I pushed the button, and the cheese didn't come out today. So like, what the fuck? And he like goes to the rat gun store, and he starts like, you know,
because he wants the cheese. We all want the cheese.
I want the fucking cheese.
Yeah.
Jeff Garland wants somebody to eat cheese with, but what he forgets is, you got to have the cheese first.
Who the fuck is Jeff Garland?
You can't talk about Jeff Garland now. Why?
Who's that?
Because he's an abuser?
No, that guy.
Why did that ring the fucking...
I thought you meant Merrick Garland, our esteemed... one of our famous justices.
Arguably the most famous non-justice.
Ah, well, you know, I'm just coming back from vacation, dude.
Right.
I'm not going to be on the ball immediately.
You didn't have time to be thinking about
the Merrick Garland stuff. I didn't have time to think about it on vacation. I was thinking about all the other crap, you know?
Okay.
It's like this episode, for example.
Right. Yeah. Well, walk me through that.
Well, it was like, fuck off.
look at the we got a bit of a contrast in outfit today. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I'm doing kind of a jeans.
Oh man, he doesn't know what he's wearing. I'm thinking it's almost like I got the bright sunshiny day, and then over here I got this cloud, right? I got this little dark. I got this thunderstorm because we just had thunderstorms yesterday, so it makes sense you show up in the thunderstorm outfit with the rats.
After the storm comes the sunshine day.
Isn't that nice?
The yin and yang.
Would you consider yourself emo right now?
Yes.
Are you emo now or are you goth?
I'm in my emo phase right now.
Okay.
Listening to a lot of that type of music, which I'm not going to name.
But you easily could.
I easily could. And then everybody would be like, oh, he knows a lot, too much about.
Oh, shit. He said somebody that's like one level above where you would say it as a joke. So it's, it's clear it's his, it was his personality for a long period of time. I was. What's interesting is that that terminology has endured even today with
emo?
With the kids. Preppy and emo are still around.
Is prep still around?
Yeah, but not in the same way, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because prep was like, all my 30 to 40-year-olds, get in here. Everybody else, hit the showers, okay? This is just for the 30 to 40-year-olds out there. We all know that prep was the worst thing you could ever be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did well, you just I call me a prep?
They used to call us freaks in school, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Even after Freaks and Geeks came out, they still called you that and expected
well
that to...
Well before that, I think.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's the freaks, the preps.
Yeah.
Who else was it? There was a lot of... It was cliques, man. It was like Mad Max.
Yeah.
It was,
Would you say jocks are the same as preps? Or there's just significant overlap?
We never really said jock. We said prep, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Then there was, of course, there was the truck kids.
The truck kids.
Did you not have truck kids? There was a whole thing.
They drove
you know,
kind of country kids who drove trucks and stuff.
They drove the trucks, and they would all, I can remember very clearly, they would all drive their pickup trucks and back them in the same
That's cool.
Spots.
That's all. Yeah, I guess we had car kids and stuff like that, but they would all meet up at the movie theater parking lot and like park in a big...
Yeah, just park.
And hang out.
That's fun, ain't it?
Go inside, see a movie. Why not? You know?
Well, see, this would have been what, 2000 maybe for you?
I don't remember.
Maybe the year 2000? So they could go in and watch what? The Birdcage?
Dumb and Dumber-er.
Oh, okay.
When did that come out?
When did... yeah, maybe. I don't know. 2000, I feel like I don't... You give me any other year in the whole world, I'll give you a movie that came out. But the year 2000, I don't have one. Did they even do... I don't... They probably didn't even do many that year because it was like, well, it's a new millennium and maybe we won't do movies this time.
Let's see. The year 2000 movie, American Psycho.
Yeah, I didn't see it. That's why it doesn't ring a bell.
There's probably not one out here that you have seen.
See? I'm telling you, it was a blind spot for me. I was 13 years old. Maybe I wasn't watching movies.
You weren't going to go see... Yeah, I guess you wouldn't see this one. Requiem for a Dream.
No.
Probably would not see that one. Myself, and Irene. Come on, that's a classic one, huh?
Yeah. Would you say that's Jim Carrey's worst movie?
The Skulls with Paul Walker and
what the fuck was there?
I guess
any,
that's it.
Was there anything worth a fuck released in the year 2000? That's crazy.
Yeah, Pitch Black. Pitch Black, starring what's his face?
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Memento. Let's see.
These all suck.
The Crow, Salvation.
These all suck.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay, I had that on DVD eventually, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's like I'm not.
Shadow of the Vampire, Ginger Snaps, pretty good. Dude, Where's My Car? That was 2000.
I think this is the worst year for movies.
Little Nicky.
That's his maybe worst one. That's crazy.
Yeah,
we did just do Happy Gilmore here in the Farrar household recently.
Yeah,
we sat down and watched Happy Gilmore. Price like is wrong, it? Bitch.
Ooh, they like it?
They did like it. I think they did like it. And then I think after that, that's what it was. Yeah, we did Happy Gilmore. And then my wife put on, this is how long we've been gone. We've had a chance to watch two Adam Sandler movies with the family since the last time we downloaded with
Damn.
Each other, man.
Damn.
We watched Happy Gilmore, and then we watched 50 First Dates. And there's a scene in that movie, I guess, where Adam Sandler, his character is like golfing or something. And my kids are like, Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
See?
Damn. They're picking up on that shit.
So they're picking up on the Easter eggs and stuff. Guys. Yeah, for sure. They're about to get their own YouTube channel.
I'm trying to remember who... I Googled movies released immediately after 9/11.
Okay.
But I think there was famously just the Master of Disguise or whatever, which... Is that even true? Is that a real
thing? It's almost too crazy that it feels apocryphal. You know what it is? I've heard Stefan say it enough that now I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I think
he falls for anything.
Because he stands for nothing.
He was telling me he got some beans the other day from a... he traded like a milk cow for it.
He loves that cow.
Yeah. And he's traded it for a handful of beans. I said, have you gone daffy? And he says, these aren't any regular beans. These are magic beans.
What is it that they're supposed to, do we even know what they're supposed to do?
I have no fucking idea what he's talking about.
That's Stefan, though, isn't it? His head in the clouds.
Insane guy.
Right, right. Would hate to see the look on his mom's face when he comes home with...
It's going
to
break her heart.
Right.
That was a moo cow.
Where's my moo cow?
Come on, man.
That was for the whole, whatever we, as for whatever we did with this fucking thing.
I guess most of the results are like how film and television changed after 9/11. Like the changes that they made, the edits and stuff.
Oh, you got to take your shoes off now. It's called the Tarantino rule. Mike, it's not really. It's not really called that, buddy. Nah, that's crazy though.
Yeah,
they still made movies, and so I guess I'm glad they did, because anyway, I'm still watching movies today. So
you gotta get back to work. Enough of this crap, standing around feeling sorry for ourselves.
Who do you think said that?
Woody Allen.
Okay. I did see an interesting shirt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much for free. I saw an interesting shirt yesterday.
Did you?
I did. We went out to brunch. I didn't want to do any dinner on a Sunday, cause I figured, it's going to be crazy.
Where'd you go?
We went to a place called Kiki's Breakfast Cafe.
You ever need to find him or his family, Kiki's Breakfast Cafe, Sundays, sounds like, is when he goes. So, show up.
Don't fucking show up. I felt comfortable saying it, too, because it's a chain. So I thought I'd have some kind of, like...
No way you're going to remember to tell Dan to edit this out.
Oh, boy. We went to Kiki's Breakfast Cafe. I'll fucking say it.
Yeah.
Show up. I live in Tennessee. I probably have a lot of weapons. And I take them to brunch. And I had raspberry stuffed French toast.
Wow, that sounds decadent.
It absolutely was. And on top of that, Mike, I'm not even done.
You're not even done? I thought you were finished.
I'm not finished. That was a comma, not a period, my man. And I had some home fries.
Yeah.
And I had a side of sausage.
Oh my God. Damn, boy.
And they hooked me up with...
You have a juice?
I had a big orange juice, the size of your head.
Antonio Bender.
Oof. And an iced coffee to match.
Oh, my word.
They had to roll me out of that joint.
They had to roll me out of there.
They had to roll me out of there, buddy. Oh, boy. But I had the, I was stuffing my face like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up and, you know, a couple interesting things at the breakfast cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Young man complimented me on my ball cap and said, "Hey, man, that hat is hard. That was great. That felt good.
Nice.
Could not have been having a better day from there." Immediately, like, leaning over and stuffing a tablespoon of whipped cream into my face after someone says my hat is hard. That felt good.
Was it this hat here, the Spurs hat?
No, it was not this. It was my Memphis Grizzlies hat it was the collab they did with 3-6 Mafia. So it has, like, the guys as the Grizzlies on the front. Very cool. So that gets some attention because that's a fun hat.
You were on cloud nine.
I was so happy. And also, some guy was walking around going, "Hey, does anybody, sorry to bother you, anybody driving an F-150? Anyone driving an F-150? And I think he was trying to say it was on or something.
Yeah.
But then nobody said it was theirs. And so he just, like, walked back and was like, "Oh, I don't know." But I didn't see any. I didn't see or hear anything. So I don't know what his game was.
Maybe they needed to move or something.
Some kind of scam, probably. I shot him a dirty look on the way out. And then I saw an older guy stand up. Because Sunday brunch, of course, is the domain of the elderly.
Yeah.
I was among my people, you know.
They can't help themselves.
They love it.
They slither out of their hiding spots this time of day.
Yeah. And I saw a guy stand up, and he had a shirt on that said, I don't know if I'm gonna nail the exact phrasing, but it was something like, in like very ornate script, "Live every day like it's 9/12. Wore that to brunch.
Be the most racist version of yourself. Most racist, paranoid. I saw a good one too. We went to Gatlinburg.
Okay, where'd you eat, bitch?
Yeah, a couple different places.
First of all, if you've ever been to Gatlinburg, you know that there aren't even a couple of different places. Yeah. There's pancake house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pancake cabin.
Yeah.
We're walking around the aquarium or whatever, and I saw a guy that who had a shirt that said in huge letters, "Ooh, scissor me, daddy." Walking around like a bunch of kids and shit. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, a juggalo looking kind of guy.
Sure. So he was, nothing you said applied to him.
But I just thought that was so wild, wearing that shirt out in public and stuff. And I was like, I bet this is some like wrestling type shit. It was. Brain dead fucking wrestling fans have a shirt on in like public around families and stuff.
What is it? What do you think it is? What is it?
It's like some female wrestler's phrase or something. I don't know what it is, but it was like some wrestling shit. Sucks.
Immediately going from not respecting it to kind of respecting it when you said it's a female wrestler. That's interesting. This is on r/squared circle.
Yeah.
Explaining, oh, scissor me daddy to a non-wrestling fan. So right. This is for you right here. I showed a friend the "Oh, scissor me, daddy" chant from All Out, and she asked me to explain. Oh, showing it to a woman. Okay. I realized in that moment how deep the lore of this chant is. Okay.
There's no lore. You just look crazy with... take a second and think about, like...
All right. You don't understand. For it to make sense, you have to know, number one, Billy Gunn's Mr. Ass gimmick and why that came about. Number two, you have to know about the Gun Club and Dan Housen calling them ass boys. Okay. You have to know Keith Lee and his "Oh, bask in his glory" chant. You have to know Anthony Bowen's "Scissor Me" promos. And then to an extent, you also need to know that Billy Gunn's dad figure or his dad figure persona in AEW. And that's just the bullet points of the chant.
Oh, I guess this one's on me. I guess my bad. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm reading through this thread. I'm not really like...
This is so crazy, man.
Imagine if Sid Vicious was a guest of the Acclaimed in a backstage segment and said, "Scissor me, daddy," and then someone scissored him and the camera panned out and it was Arn Anderson.
Irrelevant. They need to let me mod this subform here.
I don't know.
I guess, you know, like wrestling always, you know, I'm an ass man probably was a shirt or something. It's just
I mean, suck
we're
it.
We're in a fucking aquarium, dog. Little penguins and shit walk around. You gotta tighten it up a little bit. You know, I'm not saying you need to put on a fucking tuxedo, but right. Let's.
Well, the penguins have got that covered. Hey, I don't know.
Got a phone call.
Alarm's going off. No, it was actually. No. It was actually. It was actually our friend Howell.
What does he want? What does he want? Just please boost my new album.
Truly, truly another. Like you talk to Howell.
Yeah.
First of all, a great guy, and I love him.
He is. He's beautiful too.
Outrageously talented, and quite handsome. I texted him because I wanted to mention his new album.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nobody Here. It's confusing when you say another word as, but it's not what it's called.
Yeah.
Let's start fresh. Howell's new album.
Nobody Here.
Nobody Here. I wanted to tell him, I was like, hey, I Googled it and I clicked on your link tree. I mean, talk about telling somebody from 100 years ago, this conversation. Oh, hey, Beethoven.
Hey, I went to http://www. Oh, you lost me. Come on.
He's going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't fucking know what I'm talking about.
Piano
guy. He's powdering his wig.
Yeah.
I said, I Googled it. I went to your link tree. The link is dead. Mm-hmm. It goes to, you know, Howell.it, by the way, on Bandcamp, check it out. And it goes to the track and it's like a 404. It says, sorry, that something isn't here. It's a 404 page. The link is broken on there. And I said, hey, fix this.
Yeah.
And he says, this is to me talking to Howell. Do you feel like, especially maybe when you do the movie streams with Howell, do you feel like at times you will say something to him and he will say something back, but it's not clear if he heard what you said? Or is just something I have with him?
I think it might be just, I think we talk. Okay.
You get along. And Howell have a good, I guess sometimes I feel like it with you too.
Maybe it's just you.
Could be just me. Does anyone else notice how everyone in the world is fucking insane? I said, fix this. And he says, that's an old mix. The one on the album is better. Bro, the link's broken.
The link, he doesn't know.
What do we...
What does that mean?
What does that
mean? That's an old mix?
I don't know. Does we'll he
fix the link then?
I sent him a screenshot of it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Send him a screenshot. He should know.
Well, I don't know if he's... I don't. Is he yanking my chain?
He might not be having data right now. So he might not be having get this screenshot.
He might be deep in the aquarium. I don't know. I'm gonna send him a screen. I'm gonna send him a picture that says, "Oh, scissor me, daddy," and see if I can fucking break through on Howell's ass. I forget what I was fucking talking about. Wrestling. Oh, has Brian done wrestling guys yet, or do you think he'll never do it because he's too scared?
I don't think he. I think it would take too much work for him to get familiar, I guess, with the, because you have to know, you know, the backstory of Billy Gunn.
You have to know Billy Gunn. You have to know the Ass Boys.
We're the Ass Boys.
We're the fucking Ass Boys.
If anybody is.
I don't know. Well, you was up in Gatlinburg, so you saw all manner of wildlife, I assume, when you was up there, weren't you?
Yes. I saw a leprechaun, JF. Are you not fucking joking?
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
I saw a little bear across the road with little cubs and stuff. That was so cute. Like they should let you take one of them home.
Yeah.
If you can grab it.
Sure.
I think you should be able to take one home. Because
right.
The mom's right there. It's going to be hard enough. Don't add charges on top of it, you know?
I agree. Yeah. It should be a clean sweep. Yeah. If you're able to.
That was cute.
If you don't get it, you know?
You got ed up by bugs.
Yeah.
It was nice. Nice to get out of the house, get ed up.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can. I've been sitting outside, so I'm all.
Ooh, got your ass.
You know what? I actually don't know what that is. Is that some of the raspberry French toast?
What is that?
I don't know.
Just like, you gotta smell it.
It's one of those things you just.
Damn, you're nimble as fuck. Look at that.
You want me to go?
You can't do that. You can't do that on concrete.
It's funny. You get older, you just go like, oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah.
On to the next one.
Yeah, there was like my fucking leg was all miscolored the other day. I think I banged it into the car door or something. I didn't even know about it. Whatever.
Do you see Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, he's like, what happened? He got into a car accident? No, he was riding his bike. Right?
Yeah, he flipped off his motorcycle.
He made that
or something.
TikTok where he's.
Yeah.
I think he's faking it.
I think he's faking it too. He pulled up his chef shirt and he's got a, it's all, he's all purple and stuff here.
Yeah.
I thought he was an alien.
You thought he was an alien?
When I saw the purple, I said, there we go. That's the proof I've been looking for. No wonder he's so damn mean.
I knowed it. Like the guys you see the digital artifacting stuff or there. Look at the eyelids.
See?
They thought they could get away with it.
They thought they could get away with it. And then they made the fatal mistake.
I'm broadcasting it on TV.
And putting it very compressed on TikTok where I could look at it. Speaking of which, all kind of wildlife. Oh, on TikTok. I want to say I had a wildlife encounter as well over the week, which is the bird out here on my deck had the bird babies. The bird babies hatched out of the eggs.
Cute.
They grew up. They've been getting bugs fed to them all this time. My kid even picked up a bug that was on the ground and put it in the baby bird's mouth. We all kind of coalesced around
that's
our
so cool.
care and attention for these little baby birds. And in a matter of days, up and flew away. That was it.
Gone. Forever.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, like a Tony Soprano thing with the... Crazy.
It's,
how you doing? Are you doing all right?
I don't know. It's weird. I looked at my wife as the last little baby bird jumped out of the nest and like hopped away. And we were just like, the nest is empty.
He got lightheaded and had a panic attack and fell over.
And then some guy came back and plugged me in the diner. Whatever happens in the fucking... You guys and your little shows. Scissor me, daddy. That's really all I care about.
Scissor me, daddy.
Scissor me, daddy. That's all I fucking care about. What?
Just, you know... Another thing I hated about the aquarium was all those fucking little kids everywhere.
That's annoying.
Smacking the...
Yeah. You didn't tell
you
me there was
he likes that?
Kids there. That would piss me off too, man.
1.5 star.
Did you give it 1 star? Did you Yelp it?
Too many children at the aquarium.
That's annoying. I have been sort of cultivating... I have been sort of cultivating a cryptid focused TikTok algorithm.
That's what's up.
Of late.
There's a cryptid con nearby. I sent you the link, didn't I?
Yeah, no. Well, we missed it.
Did we miss it?
I think it was I think it was last week.
Nah, shit.
But I would that's the exact kind of shit I would love to start going to.
Yeah, let's go.
But not in the way where we go and put a microphone in some doofus's face and start asking him, like, is Bigfoot real? I think I just want to go enjoy myself there.
Yeah, you don't want to do like Gotcha Daily Show type interview stuff with him.
Well, now that you say it like that, that would be super funny. That would be really
looking
funny.
At the camera, like,
Like, what did you ever see the things where the guys go to the Trump things and they ask the Trump guy, like, so what do you think about Trump? And the guy's like, I don't really like Trump. And he goes, yeah. Even though he's a convicted felon,
even though he's like a bad guy or whatever.
Oh, brother. Yeah, they do like him still.
Well, I don't think he's a bad guy. You don't? Doing like a. We should do that. We should go to that. Cutting them off when they're answering. Be like, oh, so you're.
Really, once and for all, I think, yeah. Finally getting them. I don't know. Tell me what you think about this. I don't know if you saw this when you were in. When you were over in East Tennessee, but this is a thing that
Anticorns, wildlife experts near Chattanooga, Tennessee have cited a small herd of horned quadrupeds.
So this is actually going to be a little to our south. This is in Chattanooga.
It's creepy with the voice on here.
Yeah. Well, but also I'm thinking about the like oily black horse with
what
spikes.
Is this supposed to be?
This is an anticorn.
Oh my god. As if we didn't have enough to worry about.
Known as anticorns roaming the region, the rare and elusive creatures could be identified by their dark, rough skin, rows of sharp teeth.
If you ever had a hard time identifying one of these,
somebody did this with AI, and now they're doing the fake cryptid stuff. That's so funny.
What's AI? Is that anticorn information?
Large singular horn. Anticorns are predatorial in nature and are known to prey on large mammals such as wild hogs, deer, elk, and in some.
What do they want? What do they want?
Well, it looks like they want to eat bears, is what it says. I guess with that horn, you could probably make quick work of a bear. This kind of looks like it looks like a fetish horse, if I'm being honest.
This is scary. Yeah, the black leather horse.
Yeah. Do you think this is real?
I think this is real, yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there.
I think it's real, too.
Although anticorn attacks on humans are exceedingly rare, hikers in the area should be prepared to either run, hide, or defend themselves if spotted by an anticorn.
Due to
the rarity of the species, researchers are still determining the best course of action in the event of an anticorn encounter.
This is so funny. Like, the...
Researchers are still working on it, but I do think
the VHS type and stuff, the aesthetic of it that they did.
Yeah. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
That's fun. I saw this one guy on there who does these like little short TikToks of, you see him? He's at the top of the cellar stairs or something. And
I have seen that and I really don't like it. I mean, kudos to him. I just don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's freaky. Yeah. It is
same
weird.
Stuff, yeah.
It is weird to go from like, I'll be swiping through and be like, Look at I added shiplap to my half bath.
Yeah. Before after my BBL.
And I'm like, okay, damn. I said, Paul Walls on stage with Meg the Stallion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check in on this for a minute.
What if I squirt a bunch of water on my boobs?
And then you flip through and there's some guy going like, yeah! You know, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
The algorithm doesn't have any like situational awareness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I wish it was all like my Instagram stuff is good because it'll be like stuff that me and Hal will send back and forth to each other, which is like the people who are just trying to get their music careers off the ground and they suck so bad, or the like success win guys who, or like the country relationship guys or whatever who have like less than 1,000 followers. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see that I saw your boy on the Tony Robbins Twitch stream?
Which guy?
The bald guy who was in the parking lot that was extremely windy, talking about how AI made him say
Andy,
the N-word.
Andy, what's his name?
I can't think.
Yeah. He's on Tony Robbins now. Why?
Well, yes. So this was the thing I was looking at the other day. I've been banned from the Tony Robbins stream.
Moderators.
Well, they're out of control.
out of control.
They Tony Robbins was on the front page of Twitch the
yeah.
other day.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's I have some feelings about it overall, because there was once a time.
That's your domain.
That's my it's basically my home turf.
You're right.
And he didn't come to me and ask for permission.
This guy wasn't in the mines playing, you know, Mario 64 on an emulator.
That's right.
In a spare guest bedroom in 2017. Okay.
That's why, Tony Robbins, I'm going to say this to you right now. I'm going to say it to you one time only, okay? The next time I see you...
Back off.
You won't see me. I saw him on the front page, and it's weird because, on the one hand, Twitch is, you know, outside of our audience, it's essentially for children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's weird that there would be a motivational speaker on there to begin with.
Yeah, it was Tony Robbins, and it was a lady with her legs spread all the way open with like a thin piece of vinyl. There's a game being broadcast. A Clash of Clans is on her pussy area.
To be fair, you can spend a couple of bits and she'll like move the vinyl a little bit, which is kind of cool. It's interactivity. You can only get it on Twitch.
Yeah.
But it's weird for him to be on there because he's like a hustler. He's like a weird, like, yeah, he doesn't do real estate hustle stuff, but it's like really close to that. It's like personal.
And people say like, oh, you've made like millions and millions of dollars and made millions and millions of dollars for other people. What do you want? Well, he's addicted kind of to helping people is a thing.
Honestly, maybe the most beautiful addiction you can have. It's really cool. But he was on there. It made me feel weird that he was on there. Also, the front page doesn't really matter because the views are totally fake. Like, it's just people clicking, on the home page and not really clicking on. Like, he had 50 followers or something total.
Damn.
And then when I was in there, it was like me and the mod, like, talking. Like, no one else was chatting in there, basically. Which is why it was super easy to ban me.
Sir, there's one annoying guy in here.
So it's like, okay, it said like 2,000 people watching, but it's just people like opening it up and then trying to find the like pussy vinyl streams and stuff like that. So it's not really real. So why should I care that much about it? But it also feels like an abuse of a system. It seems like incongruent with like basically anything that you would ever expect. There's no gaming going on, right? He's just hustling. He's just having this weird thing. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, he would go to this, it was on like a Zoom. It was like a recorded Zoom call is all it was. And
Andy Elliott was there?
He would. Yeah, well, basically, yeah. Because he would go around and he would... Who the fuck knows what he was even saying? Like, I watched it for an hour. I couldn't tell you what any of it was that he said. But it was just like... It was a lot of stuff like, you know, poor people deserve to be poor. And, I mean, it was like that. But then he had all this scaffolding. I mean, he's been doing this for 40 years or whatever. So he had some
good points, too.
So, I mean, I have to say, there was a few things I agree with him on. But he would go around and he would go to, like... I think, like, did he do it when he, like, ran out of steam or he needed a drink of water? I don't know what the function of it was, but he would go to, like, widescreen Zoom call, like tessellated, like, there's, like, 18 people on the screen right now, and they're all in their homes, and they're going, like...
Yeah.
They're doing, like, weird Ellen... They're, like, doing Ellen dancing.
I'm assuming they paid to be on the call or something.
They must have...
And in turn, they're like paying Tony's to be VIPs. On the Twitch front page or something somehow. Or
right. Whatever. That's what I think pretty is going cool. on. They're like the VIPs of Tony's inner circle or something like that. And then he would go to like them individually and somebody would be holding up her cat. She'd be like, me and my cat doing a little dance. And then it would come back to him and he'd go like, and then like all the like LEDs in the background would like fucking go crazy.
Wow.
It was super weird.
That's strange.
It was really weird. But then he would cut to like this video and it'd be like, some of our top earners, performers, whatever the scheme is with him or whatever. And I saw that guy's face pop up. I was like, there's DB's guy. So he's in the Tony Robbins family. Wow. Yes. So that's maybe where he gets some of his
a little bit air of legitimacy now.
Right.
For Andy Elliott.
That's kind of puffing his chest out a little bit now.
I thought he was kind of a scammer guy, but now I'm like.
Well, if he's got the Tony Robbins stamp of approval, don't you have to feel almost like, well, I'm in good hands now with whatever this guy's telling. I don't know. It was weird.
So crazy the amount of courses and stuff that, you know, that whole ecosystem or whatever. nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty guys wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some good stuff, JF. For once here.
Do you want to talk about any good stuff?
Is there anything?
I can't think of anything. I
can't think of anything.
I had this video of the anti-corn, but that was like basically as far as I...
We need some good news.
That was...
Now we have to do it.
We'll do it. That was as much good news as I could really...
The anti-corn. So stay out of Chattanooga.
Stay out of... I sent that one to... I sent that other one to you and Dan, but you guys didn't reply to it. So I don't know if it hit for you. I don't know if you guys have already... Did it scare you too much?
I didn't see it. What was it? I didn't see that.
I sent you one. Let me see. I'll put it up on the screen.
My ass is on literally on fire.
Okay. Scroll up or down. Or
I just sat down too fast and I could smell my ass through my jeans.
Scroll.
Keep scrolling.
Bro, you need to scroll somewhere.
I'm trying to scroll.
Scroll, dude. this is one. This
Rock
is,
Person Cryptid. That's the one that you're talking about.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Let me see
it. This is what it is here. Look, I'll show it to you here. This is this guy.
I did see this.
And this documentation, which a field camera was used. It was seen in an area.
Yeah,
a field camera was used.
No need to go into depth.
Well, it's not his video, so he's just guessing.
It was seen in an area.
This was, yeah.
Okay.
And it was a field camera.
Major university set up a field camera, and this is what they got. Now, this is known as a rock person or rock people. They can eat rock. They're found around cliffs, large boulders.
Makes sense because that's where a lot of the rocks. That's
where they would eat. Yeah, they would stay around the food source. That's interesting.
And in this case, I guess the rock person or people has decided to have a hole in a wall that's roughly as big as their own head or body is.
To them, I got to think, JF, this would be like us eating like a huge bagel. And then think about how fun it would be to stick your head right in the middle of it.
Right.
And eat it from the inside out.
That would
be a hoot.
That would be a lot of fun.
He's just having fun here.
Yeah. So this is you would classify this more as like recreation for the rock people.
Yeah. Right. I think it's like that thing dolphins do where they make the circle and stuff.
Yes.
He's having a little fun.
Yes. Yeah,
or crows do some stuff.
This is as real as any dolphin or crow. This is a rock people. Yeah.
They are real. And other colleagues.
That's my next question.
Major universities, we testify that this is a real documentation. This is a rock person indeed.
Well, there you go.
What else does this guy have?
First of all, did you see any rock people? And
I didn't see any. I didn't see any rock person.
Did you ever have those? I feel like it was a thing where old people would have a birdhouse and it would say "See Rock City" on it. You know what that is?
What is Rock City?
I don't know.
What that is. Don't know.
You never seen that before?
Uh-uh. Was that like a place?
Am I now thinking it's one birdhouse my grandmother had?
That sounds more...
Okay.
I think I've heard of that.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is he's a dog trainer.
Oh, okay.
So he'll do a lot of dog training stuff, but he'll also know a lot about cryptids and stuff like this.
This is not where mole people cryptids live. This is an...
Oh, sorry.
This is not where mole people cryptids live. This is an entrance to a cavern underneath the earth. Stay away at night. Your only defense is light. A flashlight works.
So if you have a flashlight,
you're
protected from this.
But honestly, this looks better than a flashlight to me. I would just go right in there with my... My little pecker.
Yes. Pecker in hand, walking around.
That's probably the ultimate. Is that the worst case scenario to be caught by a cryptid with your pecker in your hand?
I think it would be like when you puff up your, your coat to scare off a bear. I think it'd be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this guy's a freak. Let's get out of here. I'm a cryptid guy seeing you holding your dink in your hand.
All of the darkness in the hills, and you see the little whites of their eyes pop up, and then they see your pecker in your hand, and you can see their eyes like get covered up, but they're kind of like,
"Hey, what's the big idea?" Yeah,
but he'll tell you a lot about different kinds of like. Here's there's the Neanderthal one. There was one good one on here that he was like, He was like, don't be afraid. Oh, let's see here.
This is not a ghost. It's a couch cryptid. This is not a ghost.
That's the only, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's funny. So he's having fun, maybe. Or
I think he's having fun with it, but his he's, why would he be doing dog training and also like. Yeah,
that's strange.
Cryptid.
Crazy guy.
Acknowledgement. It's just an interesting fellow. Like there's the, okay, that one says barbecue pork lion. But I think he means.
I like all the cryptid posts and stuff in the Facebook groups and shit that have like a, we'll post like a picture of the woods and be like, what do you see?
And I, dude, I will look. Do you ever
that's
like,
how they get
do
you, bro.
Pause and like try to look?
Let me see if I can find this. I was always good at the,
yeah.
Waldo shit. The,
did you ever do a magic eye?
I hated those. I could never do those.
You hated them?
I could never do it because I'm colorblind.
Oh, God.
Take me seriously.
What about this?
The kids found a new friend in the woods, and it's nothing to be worried about. And the father sounds worried. You can see it. This isn't a problem. It's harmless. It is. It's a watermelon-headed person. And it's a watermelon-headed person right before it's about to seed out.
Oh,
they
shit.
They fly up and fall off, and then they see... The kids...
This is so crazy.
Like, what's the original video? What's he doing? I feel like there's just so much to look at in the world that is just is not meant for like a brain.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. It's just, this is like the low. Go through the comments here. What, I mean, I'm sure we got some good ones here.
Well, honestly, looks like my cousin is funny.
Ah, that's funny. It looked like a dang creature.
Shit, that looks like my fucking cousin.
Like my cousin.
What's cryptif anyways? That's not even.
That's.
That's from Lucky Lady 7777773.
And you could go down. I was, yesterday, that guy I posted in the chat yesterday who was replying to that lady who recently got canceled. And he said something crazy.
Yes.
And then I clicked on his page and he's like a,
you see his whole world.
He said he's in for $4,000 on some random ass shit coin.
Yeah.
And then he's like replying to spam bots or porn bots and stuff like that. You could spend all day just following the links of this guy's.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It wouldn't be hard from there to see like his whole life.
Yeah.
Right there. Just from a comment of being like, haha. That's it. This one says, the head falls off. What happens after falling off? If someone lost their head, they'll die. Why?
That's a good question.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
No follow-up video on that.
Yeah, you didn't stitch that comment or whatever you fucking...
There's so many crazy people out there. They're all having fun.
Typical mistake on the dad's part, this comment says here, and that's from user I Give Up.
I like how in the video the dad's like, hey, what's going on over there?
Like, what do you think? What's the original one for?
I know. What's the original video of this?
What's he even attempting
so
to?
So crazy. Watermelon head.
This is a really popular video here.
Is that a cow? No, it's not a cow. It's a mole person. And there's reports of this. They're being seen during daylight hours. It's a dangerous cryptid. Very dangerous. You see that? That's a mole person.
That's a mole person. It's very dangerous.
It could
that's so wild.
Dude. It could be a mole person.
He's having a good time with it.
I think he's having a good time with it. What do you think? If you had to pick any cryptid that might be real, what do you think? What would you pick? What's the most likeliest to be real? And what's the one you really wish was real?
The most likeliest to be real?
Of any cryptid.
Or
ghoulie. Or monster or et cetera.
Probably a elf. Because who else would help Mr. Claus with all of his gifts? Who else would help him with all of...
Yeah, well, because Santa can't do it all by himself, can he, bud?
No.
And plus, Santa's a big elf. Isn't that interesting?
He does.
Yes, elf would be good. Elf would be really good.
Or a leprechaun.
Well, you just seen one.
There's rainbows all over all the time. So.
Right.
But yeah.
That's interesting. I would think elf and leprechaun are like kind of close.
They're cousins.
Taxonomically,
it's like a horse and a zebra.
Yeah.
type thing.
Right. I do think of the people who have the belief in the various cryptids, I do like, I can't fucking find it on here now on this guy's page, but there was one where it was like, it was about a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Sounds like the worst romantic comedy ever.
About a Bigfoot.
Right?
Yeah. Romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Where a woman falls in love with a Bigfoot.
With a Squatch.
Yeah.
And what's sad about it was, is J-Lo really thought it was going to be her big comeback. What a stupid bitch. I just can't.
I saw some clip where she's like talking about how we really poured our heart into this this movie or whatever.
Love it.
And we worked so hard and did all this crazy stuff. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, she probably had a little bit better handle on what she was talking about at the time. Yeah.
But then I saw clips of the movie, and she's like in a green screen like box, and she's in it like a mech, and she's like looking around like, what's going on? And I'm like, this is what you're. All right. It's very funny because like it's
nothing
just
better.
All face shots.
There's nothing better.
She's like, ooh.
And I know everybody's like, it's like a thing. Everyone's gonna be invested in this in various different ways, right? Here's what I want to say. Just have a laugh.
Yeah.
Just have a laugh. She's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine. Just enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? She fell on her face. That's great.
Oh, man. Just got a Patreon comment. Live Patreon read. DB's anger at the Star Wars hotel video is his most inexplicable beef since he was angry about the movie Skinamarink. Skinamarink sucks.
Let's run it back.
I didn't even know that I was that mad about the hotel.
Here's the thing about the hotel.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't understand what people got.
They're
from
so
that.
Invested in that because they love the person who did the YouTube, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I didn't say that she was bad.
That's it's did odd. I? It's maybe you did. It's
50-50.
It's that. First of all, we don't know what we said. But second of all, it is interesting to see that. I think it happens so rarely to us. It feels like we have built such a, like we did anything. We didn't do anything. I think we're so, like everything we say is like obviously just exactly what we think. Yeah, that everyone gets it. Anyone who's stuck around this long fucking gets our whole everything that's wrong with us, they know, right?
Yeah.
All of our little, our little idiosyncrasies and shit like that, everyone gets it.
Why is Brian buying so many Legos? That's you at this point. Why has he said something stupid? Because he's dumb, dude. He's an idiot. Me, not Brian.
Not Brian, no. But yeah, it's interesting to have people to hear that people watched or heard the episode where we mentioned the hotel video. Which the whole thing was I watched it for four hours
and you liked it
and thought it was good.
And I didn't get it.
You didn't watch it and didn't get it.
I was like, I was just not interested in it. And everybody's like, you fucking piece of shit.
Very strange that the takeaway from that has been that you and I both hated it, hated the video and the creator of the video and the Star Wars itself. Odd.
Gives me an idea for the next YouTube thumbnail where it says, like, is this the worst thing of all time? Now we have to do it.
That's good.
To do, like, what's it called? The engagement.
We're rage baiting and engagement farming.
Yeah,
we're doing all that stuff on you guys
because we saw such a great response.
Everybody
from you
fucking
guys.
Everybody hated it, but they were saying something, which was good.
Our impressions and stuff were through the roof, and that's really all that matters.
that is very strange, and also it's weird. Why would Skinamarink be the one that would have an ardent defense? Don't people who like it, weren't they like, oh, we liked it because it was so weirdly experimental? Like, wasn't that the point? That's what you like about it.
Now I don't remember it. I have to go watch it again. And I'm going to hate it the whole time. Now you've done this to me, you bastard.
And now you're going to come back and say it again.
Piss off a whole new group
but
of people.
That's the one where it's just like a camera like facing the door or corner or something, and not much happens.
It's this trend in movies where absolutely nothing happens, and I don't like it at all. There's one that I watched the other night. I saw the TV glow, which everybody loves.
Yeah,
but
I saw the preview for it. I thought it looked interesting.
That was very,
but didn't do much.
Boring. Yeah,
it seemed like more of like a kid thing, right? Isn't it?
Nobody's getting chopped up. You don't see.
There's a particular type of thing you like, but you can appreciate stuff outside of that.
Yeah, it was just boring. I did see In a Violent Nature, which was It still had some problems. All right, I'm not. And now we got Mike pinned down. Now he likes to slash or
right
or whatever. It still had some problems to me.
Like what?
So the dialogue and stuff was crappy, and like the story went on for too long at the end and stuff. You've not seen it, and you're probably never going to see it. But it's good. The effects and stuff, the kills or whatever. Mm. But they tacked on some stuff. What it feels like or something. I don't know. Just kind of went on a little bit long.
Save it for the letterbox, weirdo. Yeah, I
thought it was a perfect film. Mike's, you know what?
What I think it's like, what I've come around on as I've gotten older is that it's actually okay for a movie to be completely atmospheric and not be plot driven in any way. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really got that.
Yeah.
As I was, because I didn't really, that's like more of an artistic, okay. I just kind of want to see what happens. Like, I like the world building. I like seeing a fictional place and things and stuff happening. Okay. As I get older, I get like, oh, that didn't really make sense. Wasn't supposed to. You were just supposed to have a feeling about it. And that's like the purpose of the art. And I think that's okay. And I think like it sounds to me like Skinamarink takes that to its logical endpoint, or movies like it take it to the extreme, right? Or like, what if absolutely nothing happens and all there is just like an interpretation or a feeling or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's just not for me.
I get
not
what
my type of film.
It wouldn't be mine either. But yeah, what I'm saying is if it is your type of movie, don't you know that? Like, don't you know that most movies aren't that? Yeah, and isn't that why you like it actually? Yeah. Like, I guess it's like, I guess I'm like used to this pushback all the time because I don't like anything. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you put on some music or whatever and it's like mostly screaming or whatever, and I'm like, well, you know, I just kind of like more of a melodic or even silence. I just don't like maybe screaming is just not my kind of thing. You wouldn't be like, what do you mean? why would you not? You realize that most music is not screaming. What you get out of it is that it's different from the other stuff, but you wouldn't be like, great. Oh, you don't like the really, really loud screaming stuff?
I appreciate good music.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like that, right? It's just like a weird...
Nah, I'd throw on that new Eminem for you.
Boy, that was bad.
You didn't like it?
Boy, that was bad. I
heard that
Abracadabra sample?
Oh, brother.
Ugh. What are you, like 60?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, I'm like... less than that.
It was bad, wasn't it? Bad.
It was not good. M&M day? You gotta hang it up, brother.
It was. It's. Did you watch the video of it, or did you just listen to the?
I think I saw like a snippet of it or something.
Really strange thought to me to do the video again.
Who was in it? It was all kinds of guys in it and stuff. Just
everybody was in it because Eminem's the goat,
of course. Yeah,
he got everybody in there.
Crazy,
but it's like a. It really is. It's a rumination on aging as an old white rapper.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It really is, because it's like he brings his old self back, and he's like, man, you can't be doing that. You thought you could say that when you're doing rap? You know, like, you know.
Well, listen to me, old man. Should have come to us.
We have some idea, or at least we haven't done them all already. You know, maybe we didn't start out with as many as he did.
I can't believe that song. It sucks so bad.
It really is. But what else? What, you expect him to just go, like, just quietly just go live his life?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do.
I would definitely just go do something else, but they can't do it.
They can't, because they have to set up this generational wealth for their children and grandchildren.
He's got it. He's already got that.
And great grandchildren.
You think it's just power? It's just that psychosis
and
of
being like, I'm not on the top anymore and I need to be. You think it's that, like that for him and all these other rich guys? Or you think it's... You think it's, I need to be the man.
I think they don't have anything else in their lives.
Yeah. No interest or anything like that. If they didn't do that, anything, they'd go crazy.
But if you think about it, like, if you had $500 million or whatever, how could you ever, like, what would your interest be? What would you even have, what would you take delight in at that point? Because it's all so fake, and you know it's fake.
Yeah.
Because you just pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not real anymore, you know? That's why I don't want
to
do that.
Do you go out on your boat, you know? You go out to a... down to the islands or something like that.
This is why Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger have it right.
Us trying to guess what rich guys like to do.
Yeah, what are they fucking?
They're probably fucking golf.
Ah.
These fucking dickheads.
Ah, God, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
What, they drive around in their car?
Rolls Royce. They probably got a Rolls Royce car.
I did see somebody posted something on Reddit, maybe it was, and it was like Cadillac has an electric vehicle.
Electric veal.
Shut up.
Rock me like electric veal. MGMT over here.
You know,
yeah.
Is that more of your emo stuff?
Yeah, they're the emo guys.
Is it?
No.
Okay. The Cadillac Celestique. Look at this thing.
Crappy name.
Well, it's a bad name. What do you think about the car? Celestique.
It looks like a Will I Am car.
Yeah.
Looks bad.
Okay, how much would you pay for this car?
I'd probably pay like $1,500 for that car.
Okay, don't give me the monthly payment. Give me the full on. I'm talking about out the door, tax, title, and license.
$2,200, depending on what trim I guess is on there.
This is a $340,000 vehicle.
No, it's not.
people were saying like, why would you ever buy this when you could just buy the Bentley or the Rolls or.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I literally was like scrolling through the comments, and I was like, I wonder why would you? I wonder what would it be?
What's it do? Is it?
It's an EV, but it's like it doesn't matter. It's just one of those ones where it's like everything is hand stitched.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only 100 of them, or some stupid shit like that. And
I must have one.
Yeah, and that's what people were saying. It was like, yeah, this is for a guy who's going to go in his 15 car garage. It doesn't matter to him.
Adam Carolla. Friend of the show.
He keeps getting divorced. He may not have as many car garages. Although if these cartoons keep going to the moon, you know, it's all. Yeah. So if the world of cartoons takes off for Adam Carolla, then really.
And if it goes into syndication, I mean, forget about it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. If you see Adam Carolla's new cartoon about the anti-woke woodshop teacher on ABC, NBC, CBS.
Spike,
of course. I mean, he's going to be rolling into it. He'll be able to get the Cadillac Celestique, you know.
We'll be back on top.
All the way trimmed, all the way kitted out with basically everything you could dream of. But people were like, yeah, it's just there's not that many of them, and they want to be one of the guys that has it. And they'll fucking park it or wreck it or whatever the fuck. Who cares?
It's cool. It's disgusting. But it's disgusting on the part of the manufacturer also. The whole...
Well, that's an American company. That's an American company, so...
They should be...
That's GM. No. That's our friends at General Motors. They have to replace my fucking cup holder in my minivan. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Keep on keeping on.
You guys keep... Hey, if you sell a couple of Celestiques and you can replace the cup holder in my minivan, then I think... You know what I'm saying? I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay with that, Mike.
I'm pulling up in this and I got burgers and stuff on the floorboard. Yeah, move that shit over. Blasting some fucking screaming music.
Like what's... Well, not the screaming. I bet it would sound so good.
I bet it would sound amazing.
Bang and Olufsen. not even one I could think of, I'm sure, would go in there. What would you think, like, if you put the little feather on the scale of, like, which version of the rich guy do you respect more? Is it the one that has the really nice thing and ruins it because he doesn't fucking care? Like, he has no concept of it? Or is it the guy who, like... Ooh, don't mess up my little witch guy car. Like, which one of those is like more? Which one of those is more respectable?
More respectable?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. It's a puppy kill. What are you talking about? That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's crazy to have money and like, you know, hoard it and stuff like that.
Well, it's an investment.
It's insane.
It's not hoarding it to buy a car.
I bet this thing fucking depreciated about $5,000 when it left the lot, too. That's a sad thing about these cars.
That's what's really sad about the ultra-luxury automobile, right?
Mm-mm.
Is you can't pass it along to your grandchildren and really hoard it because you got to sell it to get out from under the depreciation. That's what people don't understand when they say, like, they want $15 an hour, right? That's the big problem with this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else is going on?
Do we have anything to talk about?
Do we have anything to Taco Bell? Is that what you said?
Oh, brother. All right, shut it off. We fucked up and we forgot to do anything.
We were having too good of a time.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, Mike. It's called having a good time, dude.
I had a great time.
You should try it more.
Great to be back, JF.